晚安。
Good evening.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
我们与全世界众圣徒一同欢喜快乐。
Together with all the saints of the world, we rejoice.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
For Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead.
这件事不但是一件很特别的事情。
Not only is this most special.
是世界历史从来没有人可以想出。
It is something that people cannot imagine.
没有宗教可以有这样的事。
And absent in any religion.
这是神所做的一件新事。
A new thing that God has done.
自从亚当犯罪以后。
From Adam's sin.
死就做了人的王。
Death has become king of us.
死借着律法控告我们。
And through the laws, death controls us.
死的毒钩把我们捆住了。
And the sting of death.
所以世界所有的人类。
So all of humanity
有共同一个最后的仇敌
has one common enemy
就是死亡的仇敌
and that is death
有一些东方人以西方为仇敌
some eastern people think of the west as enemy
有一些资本主义以共产主义为仇敌
capitalists think of communists as their enemy
有宗教的人以无神论为仇敌
religious people think of the atheists as enemy
所有的人共同的仇敌就是死亡。
But all of us have one common enemy, that's death.
圣经的死亡有谁能避免呢
？The Bible talks about how anyone can escape death.
死的灾祸有谁能免去呢
？And who can escape the curse of death?
这是每一个人都要遇到的事情。
This is something every one of us will meet.
那么在这件事情的下面
，And on this matter,
科学没有办法
，Science has no solution.
政治没有功能
，Politics has no.
经济没有权柄。
Economic has no power.
世界的法律也不能解决。
The laws of the land cannot give you the solution.
死就一个很残酷的事实。
Death is a very cruel fact.
是一定要临到每一个人要遭遇的结局。
It's something that every single one of us will meet.
所以宗教在这个世界上也束手无策。
And even religions have no solution.
因为所有的教主自己都被捆在坟墓里面。
For all the followers will be stuck in the grave.
所有宗教的教主。
All the founders are stuck in the grave.
他们自己在坟墓里面。
They themselves have died.
永远不能出来。
They cannot get out of the grave.
而死这件事情呢
？A matter of death.
还没有死的人不感到太严重。
If you are not dead, you don't think it's too important.
死的人已经死了，又不能回来告诉我们。
But those who are dead cannot come back and tell us about it.
能告诉我们的都还没有死过。
If they can talk about it, they have not died.
这个奥秘谁解开来呢
？So who solved this mystery?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在圣经里面，耶稣讲一句。
In the Bible, Jesus Christ said,
我曾死过
I was once dead,
现在又活了
and now I'm alive,
而且活到永永远远
I will live eternally.
谁讲过这个话呢
Who has said such a word?
谁能讲这句话
Who can say such things?
在宗教界里面没有人可以讲这个话
In the realm of religion, no one can.
宗教的领袖也不能想出有这种话的可能
Religious leaders cannot even imagine such phrase.
如果今天在你旁边有一个人对你说我曾死过，你一定跑掉。
If people tell you he has been dead before, you will run away.
那这个人到底是谁？怎么坐在我旁边呢
？What can a person die before?
耶稣说：“我曾死过。
”But Jesus said, "I was once dead."
现在又活着。
And now I'm alive.
而且活到永永远远。
And I will live all evermore.
圣经很多话，我们越说越不明白。
Sometimes we think we know the Bible, but we don't understand it.
因为我们常常听了。
Because we heard it so many times.
特别是在基督教家庭里面长大的。
Especially if you grew up in a Christian family.
刚才我进来听你们唱这首诗歌的时候。
When I heard you singing the hymn.
这是我八岁的时候第一次唱。
I sang it when I was eight.
我第一唱我就感觉这首歌有两段。
I thought there are two portions to this song.
第一段很慢。
The first portion very slow.
很稳。
Very steady.
很平静。
Very peaceful.
第二段很快。
The second rhythm faster,
很激烈
and very strong,
很活泼
and lively.
所以我感到这里面作者要表达的是什么呢
？He was trying to figure out what the composer was trying to say.
突然的盼望来到了。
He talks about a sudden hope.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
That Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
胜过一切黑暗的权柄。
To have victory over darkness.
成为我们新的盼望。
And give us new hope.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告，天父恩主，我们把以下的时间恭敬交在主你的圣手当中，求主你眷顾我们，只不过是尘土所造的。主你既然召我们来这里，求主叫我们的心向你敞开，好叫你的话语能够进入我们的心，来改变我们的一生。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告。
阿门。我们感谢主，基督教 是建立在基督的身上的。
We give thanks to God that Christianity is built upon Christ.
所以宗教的教主在他们的信仰跟他们教义中间没有太特别的地位。
All religious leaders in their faith do not have special status.
当他们信仰的条例跟系统建立来以后。
After they establish the doctrine and the system,
你把他们的教主除掉了，他们的宗教还可以存在。
They can continue without their founder.
但是当基督教把基督除掉了，整个基督教就不可能存在了。
But in Christianity, without Christ, it will never exist.
基督教的信仰跟教义是建立在基督在历史上的显现。
For the Christian faith is built upon the historical Jesus Christ.
这个显现是从天而来，道成肉身的救赎。
For it is a salvation that came from heaven, come in the flesh.
基督的生是我们信仰的一个重要的一环。
The birth of Christ is an important aspect of our faith.
基督的生活跟圣洁的生活是没有宗教的教主可以相比的，我们生命信仰里面一个重要的一环。
His holy lifestyle is something that no religious leader can compare with.
基督的死与基督的复活都是我们信仰我们生命中间重要的一环。
And his death and resurrection are also important aspects of our life and faith.
基督的升天以及以后要再来成为我们整个盼望的真正的中心。
And his ascension and return again becomes the central point of our hope.
如果我们所信的不是这位基督，
If we did not believe in such a Christ,
我们不过是信一些没有用的教条而已。
We are just believing doctrines.
但是保罗说，我深知我所信的是谁，不是是什么。
Paul says, I know whom I believe, not know what I believe.
是什么？那是教义的问题。
If you know what you believe is doctrine.
是谁？是生命的主的问题。
If you know whom is the Lord of life.
在耶稣一生的中间
，within the life of Jesus.
他死与复活变成最重要的两件事情。
His death and resurrection are the two most important events.
基督如果没有死，我们的罪就不得赦免。
If Christ did not die, we will not be forgiven.
基督如果没有复活，我们就不能称义的永远的生命。
And if he's not resurrected, we won't.Have eternal life.
基督的生就是为了他要死而到世界上来的。
He was born so that he can die.
基督的死要证明他是不能死的，所以他复活了。
And his death showed us that he cannot stay in death and was resurrected.
完全整套的信仰。
And the faith is one consistent message.
根据历史上这一个很特别的人物。
Built upon this special person in history.
圣经告诉我们他是为我们而生的。
The Bible said he lived for us.
For unto us a child is born.A son is given.
为了我们有一子的降生。
这个生在历史上的婴孩源头不是从地上来的。
And this baby that was born did not come from the earth.
所以圣经说伯利恒以法大。
The Bible says Bethlehem Ephrathah.
你的众城中间虽然是最小的。
While you may be the least among the cities.
但是在你那个城市中间将生一位，这位呢，他的根基，他的根源从太初就有，从根骨就存在了。
But among you one will be born whose roots are from ancient days.
所以基督不是暂时产生的历史人物。
And so Christ is not just a temporal historical person.
基督是永恒到历史来道成肉身的救主。
He is the savior that came from eternity to the temporal world.
基督的生，基督的死，跟我们平常的人是完全不一样的。
His birth and his death therefore differs from our common people.
基督的生是为了来死。
He was born so that he can die.
所以这是有目的的生。
A birth with a purpose.
生的目的是为了死。
That purpose is to die.
所以希伯来书第二章第十四节告诉我们。
Hebrews 2:14 says.
特别成为血肉的身体。
He took on the flesh.
为了就是死可以打败掌死权的魔鬼。
So that through death he can defeat the devil who holds on to death.
这个目的跟我们的生活完全不一样的。
This purpose is different from our purpose.
我们在生活中间，我们最怕的就是死。
We are most afraid of death.
基督为了特别要来死，故意在地上有生活。
But Jesus Christ purposely came to die.
基督的死跟基督的复活。
So his death and his resurrection.
就是我们人与神之间中保所建立的两个桥墩。
It is like two pillars of the bridge of the mediator.
使我们从现世到永恒中间
so that from where we are to eternity,
透过基督的死与基督的活所建的桥梁回到上帝的面前
through his death and resurrection we are able to get back to God
如果基督没有死
so if Christ did not die
我们与神之间的破裂的关系没有办法和好
our broken relationship with God cannot be repaired
如果基督没有复活
if Christ was not risen
那么神的新的生命也没有办法赐给我们
The new life cannot come to us.
基督的死是为了我们的罪而被定的。
Jesus died for our sin.
这样就把罪的工价就是死，在他的身上真正兑现出来了。
The wages of sin is death, and we see it in Christ.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
所以我们每一个人都要死。
Every one of us must die.
虽然我们不愿意死，我们要死。
We are not willing, but we must.
因为犯罪，我一定要死。
Because of our sin, we will die.
而基督在这件事上完全不一样的。
But Christ was very different.
他是没有罪的。
He was sinless.
所以他不应该死的。
He should not die.
因为他没有犯罪。
Because he did not sin.
罪的工价在他的身上毫无效用。
The wages of sin will not apply to him.
所以像基督的死跟我们的死不同的地方。
The difference between the death of Christ and our death.
我们是应该死而不愿意死。
Is that we deserve to die, we are not willing to die.
他是不应该死而甘愿替我们死。
He does not deserve to die, but he's willing to die for us.
所以我们的死都是因为自己犯罪而死的。
We all die from our own sins.
基督的死是因为代替别人罪而死的。
The death of Christ is for the sin of others.
所以这样圣经给基督的死有一个很特别的定义，是没有一个人有资格有的。
And the Bible gave the death of Christ a definition that's unique.
在加拉太书第一章第四节告诉我们。
We see it in Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
基督按照上帝的旨意为我们舍命。
That Christ gave of his life to us by the will of God.
当我第一次念到这节圣经
When I first encountered the verse,
揪到你们不同的地方的时候
And I realized the difference,
我真的惊奇万分
I was most astonished.
为什么这里提到上帝的旨意跟耶稣的死之间的关系呢
For it links the will of God with the death of Christ.
我的主注意考察全本圣经没有一次把人的死跟上帝的旨意连在一起讲的。
And I started and realized that the entire Bible does not link the will of God with death.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
基督的死是上帝旨意中间的死。
It means that the death of Christ is in the will of God.
那我们的死是不是上帝旨意中间的死呢
？What about our death?
圣经从来没有讲。
The Bible doesn't say we are.
圣经就一直提到上帝遵行上帝的旨意，以后他就睡了。
The Bible says the person did the will of God and slept.
大卫遵行上帝的旨意。
And that will be David.
后来他就睡觉了。
He did the will of God and then he slept.
这里的上帝的旨意跟他的死两个名字没有连在一起。
And we do not link the death with the will of God.
那么为什么圣经说基督按照上帝的旨意为我们舍命呢？
But why did the Bible say that by the will of God Christ gave up his life to us?
唯一的死是在上帝的旨意里面。
For this is the only death in the will of God.
如果只有基督的死是在上帝的旨意里面。
If only his death is in the will of God.
那其他的死是不是上帝的旨意？
What about the rest of us?
你就发现我们平常对这些的名词没有很严肃、很认真的去分辨出它的价值在哪里。
We often would ignore and we don't quite study deeply into such terms.
甚至我们祷告的时候常常讲错话。
Sometimes we pray wrongly.
你为一个病人祷告的时候
，When you pray for the sick,
有时候你会这么说：主啊，若是你的旨意要他活，就给他活吧。
We always say, well, if it is your will, let him live.
如果你的旨意要他死，就让他死嘛。
If it is your will, then let him die.
其实圣经从来没有讲上帝的旨意是要一个人死。
But the Bible has never said that it's because someone will die, not even once.
那么如果一个人死，是不是上帝的旨意呢？
So when you die, is it the will of God?
没有一个人的死是上帝的旨意。
Not a single death is the will of God.
那如果这样你说，那人的死是什么呢
？Then what is our death all about?
圣经的答案，人的死是因为罪的工价。
The answer from the Bible is because of the wages of sin.
罪的工价乃是死。
Or the wages of sin is
death. 人都因为犯罪得了罪的工价而死，没有一个人的死是上帝的旨意。
So because of your sin, you die. It is not the will of God.
那么，如果人的死不是上帝的旨意
，If our death is not in the will of God,
为什么我们要怎么样去了解这件事呢
？How will we understand this?
约翰一书第二章告诉我们
，First John second says,
上帝的应许就是什么
？The promise of God.
上帝的应许就是永生
，is eternal life.
所以罪的工价乃是死
，while the wages of sin is death.
上帝的恩赐乃是生命
，the grace of God is life.
罪的工价乃是死
，the wages of sin is death.
上帝的应应许乃是永生。
The promise of God is eternal life.
神不是要人死。
God does not want us to die.
神是要人领受生命。
God wants us to receive life.
要人领受永生。
Receive eternal life.
所以圣经是上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至什么？ 灭亡反得永生。
So the Bible says God loves us so much that he gives us his only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish by eternal life.
很清楚地告诉我们，神的旨意不是要人死。
Clearly you see that God does not want us to die.
神的旨意是要人领受永远的生命。
His will is that we receive eternal life.
他把耶稣赐下来。
So he gave us Jesus.
耶稣到世界上来就是特别为了要死而到世界上来。
And Jesus came specially to die.
这样基督的死在神的旨意中间是很重要的。
It is most important that in the will of God he died.
耶稣到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
他说上帝啊我已经来了。
He says God I am here.
我来要遵行你的旨意。
I have come to do your will.
我的事在经卷上已经记载下来了。
My work is already recorded in the scripture.
这句话在四福音里面没有讲。
We don't see this in the gospel.
马太不提，马可、路加、约翰也不提。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not talk about this.
这句话在什么地方提出来呢？
Where was this found?
希伯来书提出来。
In the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书在全本圣经里面最重要的地位是什么呢？
What is the most important aspect of the book of Hebrews in the Bible?
就是他把整个旧约的信息跟新约的成全连贯起来解释给我们听。
It is because it explains the link between the Old and the New Testament.
所以旧约的律法，
the laws of the Old Testament，
旧约的祭祀，
the rituals of the Old Testament，
代表新约的救赎，
represented salvation in the New。
希伯来书完全解明出来了。
And the book of Hebrews explained it well.
不但是羔羊，
not only is he the lamb，
不但是献祭人，
not only is he the one who gives the sacrifice，
更是上帝为人救恩所预备的大祭司。
He himself is the high priest that God has prepared for us.
不但做了大祭司，
not only is he the high priest,
做了献祭所需要的牺牲。
He has done the sacrifice that's needed.
所以希伯来书就把旧约跟新约把它连贯起来，给我们明白神过去的应许、神先知的预言跟新约基督的成全是完全合为一。
And the book of Hebrews link the prophecy and the way Christ fulfilled the prophecy together.
那么这位死了的基督，过了三天以后，他从死里面复活了。
And after 3 days, Christ was arose.
这样就鲜明他是透过死来告诉世界上的人，他是不能死的。
It tells us that through death he is declaring that he will never die.
这就是救恩的奥秘。
This is the mystery of salvation.
那我要问一个问题：耶稣是怎样死的呢？
My question is, how did Jesus die?
是谁把耶稣基督杀死的呢？
Who killed Jesus?
这个问题我们要从耶稣死的时候有关定罪他的人的身份来看。
We can see this from the angle of those who judge Jesus.
你可以说耶稣是希律王杀死的吗？
Well, maybe he was killed by King Herod.
好像不这么简单。
Not so simple.
耶稣是比拉多致死的吗？
Or Pontius Pilate executed him.
也不这么简单。
Maybe also not so simple.
因为比拉多本来要释放耶稣。
Because Pontius Pilate wanted to let him go.
问他们说，你们要不要我把耶稣释放给你们呢？
And so he asked the people, do you want me to release Jesus?
你们可以致死这个巴拉巴是一个强盗。
You can take Barabbas, the robber.
想不到百姓大声呼喊说，我们不要耶稣，我们要巴拉巴。
But the people picked Barabbas over Jesus.
比拉多是不得不把耶稣交给他们去杀死的。
And therefore Pontius Pilate had no choice.
像你可以说是比拉多杀死耶稣吗？
Could it be Pontius Pilate's fault?
好像不是。
Doesn't seem to be so.
是希律王杀死耶稣吗？
What about King Herod?
也好像不是。
Doesn't seem to be so.
希律王对耶稣，你行一件神迹给我看吧。
King Herod said, "Show me a sign."
那是耶稣最后一次与希律王相见的时候，希律王提出来的一个愿望。
And that's a wish of King Herod the last time he met Jesus.
如果耶稣那个时候行了一件的神迹，
if Jesus performed a miracle then,
可能希律王会放过他。
Maybe King Herod will let him go.
那么是谁杀死耶稣呢？
So who killed Jesus?
是法利赛人杀死耶稣。
Was it the Pharisees?
是他们杀死耶稣。
Yeah, it was.
但是他们根本不要杀死耶稣。
But they did not want to do it.
因为他们过了一句很可怕的话语。
They have this sentence that's most frightening.
他说的，我们没有权柄杀人。
For they declare that we have no authority to kill you.
真正要杀，但是他们用了一句借口，他们不杀。
They have one excuse not to kill.
因为我们没有权柄杀人。
Because we have no authority.
交给比拉多去杀。
So ask Pontius Pilate to kill.
比拉多也不要杀。
Pontius Pilate refused.
最后他不得不签字，让犹太人去把他杀。
In the end, he let the Jews kill him.
但是犹太人不透过自己的手杀耶稣。
The Jews did not kill Jesus by their own hands.
比拉多的兵丁把耶稣钉在十字架。
But through the soldiers of Pontius Pilate.
到底是兵丁杀耶稣的吗？
So 我是 the soldiers。
丁丁根本也没有知道要怎么杀耶稣。
The soldiers didn't know what's all about。
他们不过遵行罗马的法律，吩咐你去定哪一个人，他就定哪一个人。
They were just doing their duties。
所以到底耶稣是谁杀的呢
？So the question is who actually killed Jesus？
这里我们从六方面来看。
We can see from six areas。
政治家杀耶稣有份的。
The politicians have part to obey.
法律家杀耶稣有份的。
The lawyers have a part to obey.
宗教家杀耶稣有份。
The religious leader had a part to play.
兵丁军队的人杀耶稣有份。
The soldiers had a part to play.
不但如此，
Not only that,
我们看见群众杀耶稣有份的。
The crowd has a part to play.
这几种的力量，
All these forces,
军事的，
The military one,
无论是政治的，
Political one,
无论是这个宗教的，
Religious one,
无论是法律的。
The law,
无论是群众的
the masses,
还有这个外邦的军人就是罗马帝国跟犹太人之间的观点
and the Gentiles, the soldiers, the Romans,
他们把耶稣基督杀死了
they all together killed Jesus,
杀死耶稣基督了
so the one who killed Jesus,
政治有份
has political means,
法律有份
the law is part of it,
宗教有份
religion is part of it,
经济有份
economy is part of it,
军事有份
militarily involved,
民主的力量有份
Democracy is involved.
圣经有一句话说
，The Bible says，
他们因为声音大，所以他们就得胜了。
Because they were loud, they had victory.
这样，当民主的声音起来抵挡一个件事情的时候
，And so when democratic voices arose to oppose something，
有一些最伟大的人就被定罪了。
You could be the greatest person, you still can be judged.
真正发生了两件事情。
In history, there are two incidents.
给我们看见民主是很可怕的。
To show us democracy can be frightening.
民主杀了苏格拉底。
For Socrates was killed by democracy.
民主又杀了耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ too.
这两个历史上最伟大的人。
These are two great historical figures.
一个是人间最大的思想家。
One was the greatest thinker among men.
一个是从天上道成肉身降下的救主。
The other savior that came from heaven.
都给最多的声音民主的力量把他杀死了。
Both were killed by the power of democracy.
讲耶稣被定十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was crucified，
政治是有份的
，Politicians got involved，
经济是有份的
，Economy got involved，
军队是有份的
，The military got involved，
法律是有份的
，The law got involved，
还有群众是有份的
，The mob got involved，
六大势力把耶稣定在十字架上
，So there are six forces that，
那么这些势力做对或者做错呢
？Were they right or wrong？
完全做错
，They were completely wrong，
因为在政治上耶稣没有犯罪。
For Jesus did not sin politically.
经济上耶稣没有犯罪。
He did not sin economically.
军事上耶稣没有犯罪。
He did not sin militarily.
宗教上耶稣没有犯罪。
He did not sin religiously.
在群众中间耶稣没有犯罪。
He did not sin against the crowd.
这六大势力的中间。
So among the six,
耶稣都没有过犯在其中。
Jesus did not sin.
那么这些为什么把耶稣致死呢
？But why did they kill him?
这其中的原因太复杂了。
Complex reasons.
因为基督的存在威胁了他们的存在。
For the existence of Christ threatened their existence.
当政治家受耶稣威胁的时候
，When a politician is threatened by Christ,
找出来的出路就是把耶稣除掉了。
The solution is to kill him.
当经济家受耶稣威胁的时候
，When the economy is threatened,
他们就除掉耶稣。
They will get rid of Jesus.
当宗教家受耶稣威胁的时候
，When the religious leader were threatened,
他们就是除掉耶稣基督。
They will get rid of Jesus.
法律家也是如此。
When the experts of law,
群众也是如此。
The mob,
耶稣到底犯了什么罪，一定要被处死呢
？What exactly was his sin?
这个人类永远没有办法交代清楚，没有办法解释的使人明白的事情。
This is something humanity can never be accounted for.
耶稣得罪叙利王吗？
Did he sin against King Herod?
耶稣得罪该亚法吗
？What about Caiaphas?
耶稣得罪比拉多吗
？Did he sin against Pontius Pilate?
耶稣得罪那些法利赛人吗
？Or the Pharisees?
耶稣得罪群众吗
？Did he sin against the mob?
他岂不是医治他们，使他们从瞎眼、耳聋、这瘸腿以及死的中间，使他们复活，使他们痊愈过来，神迹奇事行出来的救主吗？
Did he not perform a lot of signs and wonders, healing the sick and exorcising the demons?
到底他们为什么把耶稣杀死呢
？So why kill him?
这不是政治的问题而已。
It's not just political.
不是宗教的问题而已。
Or religious.
真的是人性的问题。
It's about humanity.
犹大因为贪钱。
Judas, because he was greedy, he will betray Christ.
为了钱的耶稣要死。
And for money, Jesus died.
比拉多为了保护他在罗马帝国里面的地位。
Pontius Pilate wanted to preserve his position.
为了政治的缘故，耶稣要死。
For politics, Jesus must die.
该亚法为了保护他的宗教。
Caiaphas wanted to produce,
不能接受耶稣称为他是上帝的儿子。
He cannot accept Jesus as the Son of God.
一定要逼迫耶稣。
He must persecute Christ.
耶稣要为宗教而死。
So Jesus died for the religion.
这六大势力。
There are six great forces.
耶稣死的原因。
Why Jesus died?
耶稣受审判的时候,
when he was judged,
他们清楚知道查不出他有什么罪,
they knew that they couldn't find a cross to
condemn him. 比拉多三次洗手用水称呼说, 我查不出这个人有什么罪。
So three times Pontius Pilate washed his hands.
结果他还是把耶稣处死了。
But still executed him.
表示耶稣是无罪而死的。
It tells us that Jesus died sinless.
政治上, 宗教上, 法律上, 金钱上, 耶稣都没有犯法。
And Jesus did not sin in politics, in economic, in money or military.
这是一个误判的事情。
So it is a misjudgment.
误判是最不公义的。
Misjudgment is unjust.
如果你没有杀人,
if you did not kill someone,
人把你当作杀人犯, 把你关进监牢,
and you are sentenced as a murderer,
如果你没有犯罪,
if you have not sinned,
人毁谤你犯的罪, 把你处死,
the one who accuses you get you killed.
你心里的身子绝对不甘愿, 领受这种刑罚的事。
You will be most unwilling to receive the punishment.
历史上误判的事情多得不得了。
But there are so many misjudgments in history.
我17、18岁的时候,
when I was 17, 18,
我读托尔斯泰的短篇小说,
I read a short essay by Tolstoy.
第一篇就是我惊奇万分。
The first one already astonished.
因为一个被判 终身徒刑在西伯利亚坐监牢的老人，
a elderly person in the Siberian prison.
有一天忽然监牢门打开来，
one day the prison door was opened for this lifelong person.
撒谎那边派一个人到那边宣布一件事情。
The Tsar sends a representative.
经过了这六七十年，
after 60-70 years,
我们已经知道你不是那个杀人的犯。
We know now you are not the murderer.
所以今天撒谎叫我到这里来宣布， 你可以无罪释放。
So the Tsar said that you can go free.
这个老人家,
he was very old.
已经在西伯利亚监牢已经六七十年的时间。
60 years in the Siberian prison.
听到这件事情,
when he heard this,
他应当很欢喜快乐才对。
He ought to be overjoyed.
当这个消息这个命令宣布出来以后呢,
but when the news was announced,
他忽然大哭起来。
He wept loudly.
他说, 做冤枉的监牢已经六七十年。
I have been misjudged for 60-70 years.
现在到底真相大白了。
And now the truth is out.
到底还我清白了。
That finally I'm found innocent.
但是我已经过了六七十年的监牢里面。
But I've already spent 60-70 years here.
现在你把我释放出去。
Now you release me.
我已经是一个90多岁的人。
I am in my 90s.
我还能回家吗？
Can I ever return home?
从西伯利亚走路, 我要走几十天才走回莫斯科。
I got to walk for many, many days to
go back. 我还有能力过这个日子吗?
I have no strength.
我的亲人都死了。
My relatives are all dead.
我认识的人都不在世界上了。
People I know are all gone.
虽然知道我是没有犯罪的。
Although now I'm innocent.
但我已经受了这几十年的痛苦。
But I have received the punishment for decades.
我还活在世界上做什么呢?
What's the purpose of my life?
这个小说就这样停止了。
And that's how the novel ended.
我就继续想下去。
So I continue to think.
这个人接下来
What will happen to this old man?
他离开监牢又怎么回去?
What will he live on?
他怎么想过去几十年果树的生活?
How can he reconcile all these things?
这个叫做命运吗?
Is this fate?
这个叫做世界吗?
Is this the world we have?
这个叫做政府吗?
Is this the government?
这个叫做公义吗?
Is this justice?
我告诉你, 不公义的事情常常发生。
Unjust things happen all the time.
冤案的判断常常发生。
And people misjudge others.
没有罪坐监牢的常常发生。
The innocent are jailed.
可能因为这样的事，所以现在世界越来越多的国家盼望 废除死刑。
And maybe because of that, people don't want capital punishment.
因为如果把人处死以后,
because after you execute someone,
你没办法再挽回原来的情形了。
You cannot turn around.
如果处死是一件错误的事情,
if you executed the wrong person,
那不是一件冤枉人永远没有办法挽回过来的事情。
It is a mistake that cannot be replaced.
最近我们印尼的人要申请巴西的护照很困难。
In Indonesia, it's hard to get a visa to Brazil.
因为Jokowi的政府把几个巴西 叛徒的人把他处死了。
Because Jokowi went to execute Brazilian drug traffickers.
许多巴西 判死以后，政府的人对印尼政府很不甘愿。
And so the government is upset with us.
这可能就是因为怕处死人有错误，所以要废除处死刑。
Perhaps it's because the fear of executing the wrong person.
我个人对死刑是非常赞成的。
I support the death penalty.
不是因为我残忍
，not because I'm cruel.
我没有人道
，or that I'm not humane.
我刚刚如果你不把一个把许多人杀害的人处死，他留在世界上还会使更多的人被处死。
If you do not execute a serial murderer, then he will kill even more people.
如果把那个杀人犯当作是一个应当有人权活下去的人，你为什么不认为那些没有错被他杀死的人没有人权活下去呢？
If you think that the murderer has human rights, what about those people he murdered?
最近 German Wing 一个副机长就自杀。把150人跟他一同坠机而死。
And recently, you know of a pilot that crashed the plane to kill the rest of the people.
上个礼拜那个黑箱找到了。
And they found the black box last week.
前天第二个箱又找到了。
And found a second black box.
现在你可以清楚知道他们之间的对话，最后几句话到底在讲什么。
And you can hear the copied voices.
第一个黑箱里面提到这样的话语。
The first black box.
他说我要去小便。
The pilot said, "I want to go to the restroom."
我很急，你可以代替我吗
？Can you take my place now?
这个副机长说：“你去吧，安心，我可以坐在你位置上，把飞机再继续驾下去。
”The co-pilot said, "Fine, go be at peace."
说的好，他就去了。
And so the main pilot went.
进到厕所以后呢
？After he went to the toilet,
小便完了回来的时候
，When he finished, he went back.
就开门就开不了。
Tried to open the door.
他就叩门，快快开门。
And knock on the door to be open.
一点没有动静。
But there's no answer.
越叩越大声。
So he knocked louder and louder.
没有回答。
No response.
最后他用了几句话去骂他。
And then he scolded the pilot.
快快开门吧。
Open the door.
我要进去了。
I must come in.
你们完全没有回答。
But they did not respond.
这个时候整个飞机的速度越来越快，越来越快。
And the plane was already plunging.
就这样一下子。砰的一声，一百五十人全部死了。
More than 150 people died.
原来这个副机长是存心预备有计划要自杀。
And this co-pilot wanted to commit suicide.
那么一个人自杀是你自己的事。
Why you should just kill yourself?
你凭着什么理由叫一百五十人跟你同自杀
？And he brought along 150 people.
其中有两个音乐家。
Well, there are two musicians there.
又对你们很重要的团员。
Important musicians.
所以他们的朋友。
Their friends
知道这两个人在里面
knew that the two musicians
一直跟他联络
so they tried to contact them
发现联络上了
and when they contacted them
他问你在哪里呢
where are you
他说我还在家里
I'm at home
那你不是坐这一班的飞机
I thought you were on the plane
到德国的 Düsseldorf 去吗
to Düsseldorf
他说我不曾坐那一架的飞机
you say well I didn't make it
但是我有两个朋友我们在乐团里面的人在里面
we have two of our musicians
这个两个人跟其他148个人一样淹亡的死在这个飞机里面。
And so together with the rest, the two died.
从今又震惊了整个世界。
And the whole world was astonished.
我们要考虑到底这个飞机的机枪的门可以开的吗
？So now the question is, can you lock the door?
是不是里面的人可以关，外面不能开，就这样吗
？Maybe they can lock and you can't get in.
自从911事件以后
，Since September 11,
全世界人对机枪的门特别注意了。
People are very careful with the cabin door.
外面的人可以随便开进去的话
，Because if you can enter the cockpit easily.
机师就受了很大的威胁。
Then you can threaten the pilot.
到911事件发生以后第四天
，The fourth day after September 11,
我才看到一个新闻。
I read a piece of news.
全世界的飞机公司
，That all the plane manufacturers
一家是不能随便开的。
Only one has secured cabin door.
就是以色列航空公司。
It will be Israel Airlines.
以色列航空公司机枪的门是用防弹的门做成功的。
The door is bulletproof.
你才知道呢，原来各国的飞机是这么不安全的。
Then you know it's not very unsafe in the rest of the world.
有一个恐怖分子
，one terrorist，
机枪的门打开了。
If he opened the cabin door，
他的子弹就可以杀死司机。
He can kill the pilot.
全机的人都要死了。
Everybody will die.
以色列人的头脑太有智慧了。
But the Israeli are most intelligent.
这样的事早就想过了。
They already predicted this.
那我现在回到今天的题目。
Going back to this topic，
一个人随便害死别人的时候
，When you harm others，
你怎么可以让他有人权继续生存，使别人被他威胁而死呢
？Why should he have rights to continue to harm others？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
死是一个奥秘。
Death is a mystery。
死的权柄是神掌管的。
The power of death is in the hand of God。
人掌管别人生死的权柄的时候
，When you have power over other people's life and death，
我们应当有力量来制定 来这个牵制，使他没有过分。
You ought to have a power to constrain the person.
那么这个误判的事情常常发生。
And you always misjudge.
但是全世界真正误判最可怕的，就是耶稣被钉在十字架上。
The biggest of them all will be the crucifixion of Jesus.
耶稣是无罪而死。
He died without sin.
耶稣是冤枉而死。
And he was completely misjudged.
耶稣却是上帝旨意中间所定他要死的。
But his death is in the will of God.
所以圣经说他按照上帝的旨意为我们舍弃了他的生命。
The Bible says that in the will of God, he gave his life to us.
这个舍命是按照上帝的旨意。
The giving of the life is by God's grace.
真正的目的是什么呢？
The real purpose
就是解决罪的公价，就是使全人类命运的问题。
Is to solve the destiny of all of humanity.
耶稣基督死的时候，
when Jesus Christ died,
很明显的是败坏的政治胜了。
Clearly, the decadent politics won.
败坏的军事胜了。
The decadent military won.
败坏的经济胜了。
The decadent economic system won.
败坏的法律胜了。
The decadent legal system won.
败坏的宗教胜了。
The decadent religion won.
败坏的民主力量胜了。
The decadent mob won.
这六大力量是什么力量呢？
All these six areas.
这六大力量是人类正在追求最令人炫目的力量。
Come from the power that humanity envy.
有多少人竞选总统？
Everyone wants to be a
president. 无论如何，他要得到。
You must be a president.
有多少人竞选宗教最高的领袖？
Many people want to be religious leader.
无论如何，他一定要得到。
You fight to get it.
有多少人追求经济上最高的权柄？
Many people want to make lots
of money. 无论如何，他们要得到。
No matter how you want to get it.
无论宗教，
religion,
无论法律，
law,
无论经济，
economy,
无论政治，
politics,
无论军事，
military,
无论人权，
human rights,
都是全世界人类生活中间最热门被追求的对象。
These are things we fervently seek after.
那这六样都错了。
But all six were wrong.
判断错了。
They judged wrong.
让耶稣被钉死了。
And Jesus
crucified. 那么这个世界还有盼望吗？
There is no hope.
所以我在想一个问题。
So I think about this.
如果耶稣死，
if
Jesus died, 是为了这六大原因的话，
because of these six reasons.
这六大原因是人类最重要的社会生活里面的元素。
And these six are the most important essence of humanity.
六大元素都错了。
And all six were wrong.
六大元素都失败了。
They all failed.
表示人类的文化是没有盼望的。
It means that human culture has no hope.
到今天我们看见这六大错误还在蓬勃的发展在这个世界上。
But today we see the six continue to make mistakes.
哪一个国家的政治是完全清白的？
Is there a clean political system in the world?
新加坡是比较不错的。
They say well, Singapore is a bit better.
是从新加坡开始开赌场的时候，我就摇头了。
But you have your casino here.
你们这个政权还是盼望赚钱的。
Because your government still want to make money.
把钱当作你们的神一样。
You think money is your God.
所以，那么新加坡的钱财的问题解决了吗？
Do you solve economic problem?
为了赚钱，多少人这一两年内自杀？
A lot of people commit suicide these 2 years.
世界有没有完美的过渡呢？
There is no perfect country in the world.
世界有没有真正完全的政治呢？
Or politically, is there perfection?
政治的失败、经济的失败、军事的失败、法律的失败，这些的失败，从耶稣基督死的事情看得很清楚了。
All these failures can be seen in the matter of the death of Christ.
那么，这整个几千年的人类文化
，for thousands of years human civilization,
我们要改善生活。
Want to change the life to be better,
改善我们的经济，
to change our economic status,
改善我们的政治，
to be better politically,
改善我们的军事目标，
to be better military,
改善我们的法律，
to change our laws for the better.
都没有真正的成功，
but we don't have success. 因
为在耶稣死的时候，这六大失败都显明出来了。
For all the failures are manifested on the death of Christ.
那么耶稣如果死了，
and if Jesus died,
就永远没有复活了，
and have no resurrection.
就表示人类的这些文化的活动都是完全失败，人类也没有盼望。
It shows that we have no hope, everything has failed.
当越南没有被推翻的时候，
and when it has not been turned around,
冤魂永远不安息。
When the misjudge is not being turned around,
这不是暂时的事情，
this is not temporary,
这是永恒的事情。
But eternal.
自从这个该隐杀死亚伯以后，
since Cain murdered Abel,
我们看见死在人间作王，
death has enthroned itself,
亚当犯罪以后，
since Adam sinned,
死在人的心中作王，
death is king in our heart,
亚当被赶出伊甸园以后，
after Adam was chased out of the garden,
地上飘撇的人类从来没有真正的平安，
humanity has never had true peace,
甚至连上帝的儿子到世界上来的时候，
even when the son of God came,
他还是照样被杀而死，
again he was was killed.
那么这样这个世界有盼望吗？
So what hope is there?
所有的宗教都没有看到这一点。
All religion does not see this.
他们的盼望叫人做好事，盼望可以得到永生。
They teach you to do good so that you can
eternal life. 但我请问，盼望能做好事的人，自己有没有做好事？
If you hope to do good, would you do good?
教导在宗教里面要行善的人，宗教的教主自己善不善呢？
Religious leader, are they themselves good?
我是在印尼世界最大的回教徒的国家讲道的人。
I am a person that preached in the largest Islamic country in the world, Indonesia.
太勇敢地挑战他们。
Very often I challenge them boldly.
这一次在巴西的这个 reform 的大会里面。
In Brazil, the reform conference.
他们给我的题目是回教给我们的挑战。
The topic given to me is the challenge from the Muslims.
我在大会里面宣布我没有兴趣。
I declare that I'm not interested in the topic.
因为圣经告诉我不是回教挑战我，是我挑战回教。
The Bible says not the Muslim challenging me, I'm challenging the Muslim.
基督教不应当是一个接受挑战的宗教。
Christianity ought not to be a faith that accepts challenges.
基督教应当是一个挑战全世界的宗教。
It's the other way around. We should challenge the world.
主耶稣在世界上的挑战了法利赛人。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he challenged the Pharisees.
挑战了希律王。
Challenged King Herod.
挑战了比拉多。
Challenged
Pontius Pilate. 他挑战了世界所有最重要的人。
And challenged the most important people in the world.
当许多归正的神学家正在讨论怎么样接受挑战的时候，我对他们说，我是个归正的神学家，我不是接受挑战者，我是向他们挑战的。
I tell these people that I'm a reformed theologian. I do not accept challenges. I challenge them instead.
我也不知道到今天我这么勇敢传道，为什么还没有被杀死
？I don't know why I've not killed yet.
我相信人的命运在上帝的手里面。
But I believe our destiny is in the hand of God.
当你还没有死以前，没有人可以逼你。
No one can make you dead.
你死的时间没有到的时候，你不必逃。
When the time is not here, you don't have to escape.
你的时间到的时候，你也不必逃。
And when it comes, you need not escape too.
你逃不掉的。
You cannot anyway.
神要你死，你就甘愿去死吧。
If God wants you to die, die willingly.
如果没有，上帝还没有要你死，你勇敢为他传道。
If God does not want you dead, then you preach boldly.
我决定做一个挑战者。
So I will be a challenger.
不是做一个被挑战的人。
Not someone who is challenged.
耶稣在世界上活着的时候
，When Jesus was alive,
永远是挑战者。
He always challenged others.
永远是发问者。
He always asked questions.
不是因为他不知而他发问。
He didn't ask question because he doesn't know the answer.
因为他知道听他话的人不知，所以他向他们发问。
He knew that the people don't understand, so he used questions to make them understand.
四本音里面
，Among the Gospels,
耶稣所教导的话语中间，一共出现的问题一共100多个。
There are more than 100 questions that Jesus asked.
多数是挑战的问题。
Most are challenging questions.
比如说耶稣说
，For example,
你们有谁能用什么东西换你们的灵魂呢
？Jesus said, "With what can you change your spirit for?"
你的全世界世界的灵魂有什么益处呢
？If you gain the whole world and you lose your soul,
这个不是接受挑战的话语。
These are not words.
这是向世人挑战的话语。
That accept challenges, but challenges others.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣冤枉死了。
Jesus died unjustly.
无罪而被杀了。
Sinless, but he was executed.
这个世界人没有办法解决。
The problem cannot be solved by human being.
没有办法把它挽回过来的事情。
You cannot turn around.
所以如果耶稣死了
，So if Jesus died,
没有复活
，No resurrection.
表示世界是没有盼望的。
It means we have no hope.
表示人类是完全文化失败的。
Our culture has failed completely.
政治、经济、法律、军事，我所有的事情上，我们都失败了。
Politics, economy, military, all these things we failed.
如果耶稣基督死了
，If Jesus died,
没有复活
，No resurrection.
这告诉我们什么呢
？What does it tell us?
法官啊，你可以乱来。
That the judge can do whatever he wants.
军队啊，你可以乱杀。
The army can kill anyone they want.
政治啊，你可以乱做。
Politicians can do whatever they want.
经济啊，可以乱用。
You can make any money you want.
百姓可以乱告。
The people can sue anyone.
世界还像怎么样的世界
？What kind of world will we live in?
对我内心深处的要求来说
，For me deep in my heart，
基督复活是唯一的答案。
The resurrection of Christ is the only answer。
基督复活是告诉我们
，His resurrection tells us，
世界不是我们的家。
That this world is not our home。
世界的国不是我们的国。
This kingdom is not our kingdom。
世界的一切不是我们所有的。
Everything in the world is not ours。
这些都是虚假的。
For these are all illusions。
都是弯曲的。
They are all false。
都是出轨道的。
They are all out of the path.
都是违背上帝旨意的。
Against God's will.
怎么知道我们有盼望的一天呢
？Then where is this hope?
因为耶稣从死里面复活了。
The hope comes in His resurrection.
基督的复活告诉我们，有未来的政治要按公行义。
His resurrection tells us that politics will be just in the future.
以赛亚书第九章第六节告诉我们
，Isaiah 9:6 says，
有一只为我们而生
，For to us a son is born，
婴孩赐给我们
，For to us a child is given，
他的名字叫做奇妙
，His name will be wonderful，
他的名字叫做测试
，His name will be counselor，
他的名字叫做全能的神
，Almighty God，
他的名字叫做永在的父
，Eternal Father，
他的名字叫做和平之君
，The Prince of Peace，
这五个名字
，These five names，
这么在一个婴孩身上。表现出来
upon one child，
这个就是圣经里面 paradox 的了解。
This is a paradoxical understanding。
什么叫做 paradox？
What is a paradox？
好像不是，但是是的。
Something that looks not so but is。
好像矛盾，却是和谐的。
It looks contradictory but in harmony。
好像失败，却是成功的。
Seems to have failed but success。
paradox 这个字是希腊哲学一个重要的发明。
Paradox is a great Greek
invention。就是在主前第四纪开始被用的。
Fourth century before Christ。
用的人包括 Parmenides，
还
有他同时的许多的思想家，
and many thinkers
他们表达一个道理。
They want to express something。
平铺这书。
It's not just
不是只有这样解释、这样了解的。
Simple, straightforward。
隐藏在背后的。
That implicitly behind。
跟圣经完全不同的东西。
There is a phenomena completely different。
智慧的人看起来很笨。
The wise may look foolish。
这个很强的人看起来很弱。
The strong may look weak。
这个很漂亮的看起来很丑。
The beautiful may look ugly。
很有学问的人看起来没有读书。
The learner may look ignorant。
这些的东西的了解。
If you understand these things。
希腊人比所有的民族更先进的。
The Greek understood it better than other people。
每一次世界的哲学有多先进的发现的时候。
But whenever there's advanced thinking in world philosophy，
我很有兴趣把这些东西跟圣经做个比较。
I want to compare this with the Bible。
我就发现圣经比所有的哲学更早把这些道理告诉我们。
And I discovered the Bible tells us this way earlier。
Paradoxical understanding is not started from the Greek philosophy。
反合性的理解不是从希腊哲学开始。
Paradoxical understanding is given as a revelation from God to us。
是从上帝的启示所开始的。
圣经里面也把这些的道理告诉我们了。
The Bible revealed。
圣经里面所看见的 paradox 的事件
，in the Bible paradox，
在摩西的时代
，is seen in the age of Moses，
在以赛亚的时代
，Isaiah，
在大卫的时代
，David，
都曾经呈现出来。
There were paradoxical lessons，
没有一次在旧约的显现比新约耶稣在世界上所表现的更加清楚教导我们。
But none is clearer than the appearance of Jesus Christ。
基督是最尊贵的。
For he was the most honorable。
降卑在最卑贱的地方。
And came in deep humility。
基督是最富有的。
He was the most wealthy。
为我们变成最贫穷的。
But became the poorest for us。
基督是最高的智慧。
Christ had the highest wisdom。
好像很笨的活在这个世界上。
But lived foolishly almost。
基督是最光明的。
He was the brightest。
他在最黑暗的时代中间活着。
But he lived in the great
darkness。这个 paradoxical life。
这是反合性的
生命。No one can compete what has been manifested in the life of Jesus Christ。
没有人能够与耶稣基督相比。
感谢上帝。
So、thanks be to God。
我越研究圣经。
The more I study the Bible。
思考上帝的话。
The more I think about the word of God。
传讲圣经的真理。
The more I preach its truth。
我也发现我是没有资格做传道的人。
The more I discover myself unworthy。
这个道太大了。
For this is a profound word。
真理太伟大了。
A profound truth。
上帝的智慧太深奥了。
The wisdom of God most profound。
Unfathomable grace and the truth of the wisdom of God。
上帝的智慧有测不透的恩典跟智慧，
我们无法测度的。
We cannot fathom it。
超过我们所想的。
Surpasses our
thinking。超过我们所明白的。
Our ability to understand。
这是圣经的话语。
This is the word of God。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters。
耶稣到地上来做人。
When Jesus came in the flesh。
甚至为我们死的时候。
And when he died for us。
你看见 paradox 已经到了最高点。
The paradox is at its height。
齐克国丹麦的十九世纪大哲学家讲一句令我非常惊奇的话。
The Danish philosopher Kierkegaard said,
"Christ is the only paradox in the history."
基督是历史上唯一的反合。
The only successful paradox in the history.
是历史上唯一成功的反合。
耶稣基督生命里面
，In the life of Jesus，
最高的智慧。
The highest wisdom，
最卑贱的生活。
The lowest time of life，
最大的能力。
The greatest power，
最不抵抗的软弱。
A weakness that does not fight back。
永恒的价值
，eternal value，
暂时中间不发光。
Temporally hidden。
耶稣基督的生活里面
，So in the life of Jesus，
他把 paradox 发展到最高峰。
He manifested the paradox at its height。
隐藏的智慧也到最极深的地方。
The hidden wisdom manifested the greatness。
我想中国人稍微了解这些话。
The Chinese I think understand this better。
所以两千多年前
，2000 years ago，
我们有一句话叫做"大智若愚"。
We have a word that says the really wise can look ignorant. Some who are very smart seem ignorant. The world today is the other way around. Some people think of themselves as smart. Many people are most foolish, they just pretend to be smart. They make a lot of mistakes, but it looks right. What is faith? It is in this paradoxical world we find and grapple of the paradoxical lessons. If Christianity does not grapple of this, and when we do not explain paradox properly, the people of the world will never understand Christianity then. In churches today, there are many paradoxes. But only a small minority can discover paradoxical truth of Jesus Christ. The world will pass. Only those who do His will will live forevermore. When you look at the pride of politics, the dictatorship of military, and the upside down law system, when the values of the world and the mob is lost, you see loss of hope for humanity. But in Christ, we see another value system in faith. In the life that Jesus led, Pontius Pilate had the most power, King Herod, Caiaphas. But they have no value in the life of Christ. When Jesus was alive, he had no political power, no economic shield, no military support. He had no protection from the
Lord.
When he was alive, he had nothing. Completely looking foolish. Very weak. But we give thanks to God. In the Christian faith, by the illumination of the Holy Spirit, we see His wisdom above all wisdom. And His hidden power succeed all powers.
保罗把这个 paradox 解释的时候讲了一句很重要的话。
And Paul gave an important statement to this.
你以为上帝是愚昧吗？
You think God is foolish?
我告诉你，上帝的愚昧比人更智慧。
I tell you, the foolishness of God is greater than man's wisdom.
你以为上帝是软弱的吗？
You think God is weak?
上帝的软弱比人更刚强。
The weakness of God is greater than the strength of man.
第一个真正了解这个事情的人。
The first person who truly understands this.
竟然不是彼得，不是雅各，不是约翰。
Not Peter, not
真正了解 paradoxical success of Jesus Christ, 第一个人是十字架上旁边那个强盗。
The first one was the robber hanging beside Jesus Christ.
所以他讲了一句话。
So he said,
你德国降临的时候,
when you come in your kingdom,
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
这个强盗在讲什么?
What was the robber talking about?
这个强盗要告诉我们什么?
The robber was trying to teach us what lesson. His status,
是他讲话没有人要相信。
No one will listen to him.
他的身份,
his political
status.
People don't think much of him.
但我看见了,
but I can see
这个人是当代最聪明的人之一,
he must have been one of the most intelligent person. Most wise.
因为他竟然看见这个不公义的国家把耶稣钉死，而真正公义的国家就是耶稣要带来的那个国家。
He can see the injustice that killed Jesus Christ and that Christ has the true justice in his kingdom.
The injustice kingdom which condemned Christ unto death is a kingdom so low. And the kingdom will be brought by Jesus Christ. Return to this world is a new hope of man. 你看这个人聪明到这个地步。
So he is most intelligent.
我相信我讲的这几句话, 可能你在平常讲台中间没有听过。
I think you may not have heard this in other pulpits.
这个强盗在讲什么呢?
What was the robber trying to teach us?
这个世界是什么锅?
He is saying what kind of
world
is this? He is such a good man and you crucify him.
政府在干什么?
What is this government doing? Every day you are eating,
这么笨的事情,
but you are so stupid.
我们把这么好的耶稣钉在十字架上,
you crucify such a good Jesus Christ.
你这个国度的存在是不应该的,
and so your kingdom should not exist.
所以我不要这些国度,
I don't want this kingdom.
我盼望耶稣把新的国度带来,
I hope that Jesus will bring a new kingdom.
所以他对耶稣说,
so he said to Jesus,
你德国降临的时候,
when you come in your kingdom,
求你纪念我,
remember me.
我告诉你, 很多天才被人认为是坏蛋。
I think many genius are considered criminals.
包括这个强盗。
Including this robber.
这个强盗是坏蛋吗？
Was he an evil person?
比拉多说是。
Pontius Pilate said,
让他去死吧。
Yes. So let him die.
我说他是天才。
But I think he's a genius.
因为他看见了两个国度。
He can see two kingdoms.
一个是败坏的国度。
One, a decadent one.
一个是盼望的国度。
Another one of hope.
一个是不义的国度。
One unjust.
一个未来公义的社会要来到。
Another just.
现在有很多聪明孩子。
There are many intelligent kids.
都是被人家排挤掉的人。
And ostracized by others.
结果他们看世界不要我，他就坏蛋，越坏就变成。
And then they become criminals.
这个强盗是天才。
I tell you, this robber is a great genius.
这个强盗看见这个世界不对。
For he can recognize the problem of the world.
但没有办法。
But he couldn't do anything.
你不对，我也跟不对，就做强盗了。
And he became a criminal.
你看见这个国家不对。
When you see something wrong in the country.
政府不对。
Government.
法律不对。
The law system.
能不能把耶稣这样的钉在十字架上。
He can crucify Jesus Christ.
所以我盼望另一个国度。
So I now hope for another kingdom.
另一个国度是什么国度呢？
What kind of kingdom?
是公义的。
A just kingdom.
是正直的。
A right kingdom,
是圣洁的
a holy kingdom,
是好的
a good kingdom.
但是世界没有这样的国度
But there is no such kingdom of the world
可能这国度只有从耶稣才能带来
Perhaps Jesus will bring it
所以他对耶稣说
So he said to Jesus
那我那个国度
When you have that kingdom
来到世界的时候
When you come again
求你纪念我
Please remember me
这世界的国度不纪念你也不纪念我
Because the kingdom of the world don't remember me or you
不纪念你因为你成为他们威胁
Because you are their threat.
不纪念我，因为我成为他们的导弹分子。
They don't remember me because I'm a criminal.
他们把我钉在十字架是应该的。
I should die.
因为这个国度不好。
For the kingdom is not good.
啊，你钉十字架是不应该的。
But they should not have crucified you.
因为你是圣洁、正直、完全公义的上帝。
You are holy God.
所以我只盼望你成功。
So I only hope for success.
你把你的国度带来吧。
When you bring your kingdom,
我等候你。
I wait.
若是你肯，你纪念我。
If you remember me,
我虽然是坏蛋
，although I'm a criminal,
但我盼望你那个好的国度。
But I hope for your kingdom.
你看到人将解经吗？
Can you see people explaining the Bible?
我告诉你，没有一本解经书这么讲的。
No commentaries will say that.
那我问你，你听了有没有道理啊
？But is this right?
这个人是不是看见这个国度不对了
？Did he not see the problem of the world?
为什么他要盼望另外国度呢
？Why would he hope for another kingdom?
我告诉你，耶稣很爱这种人。
Jesus loves such people.
你不要随便对人家说耶稣，唐牧师说耶稣很爱强盗。
Don't tell people that Dr. Tong say Jesus loves criminals.
不要说耶稣很爱人做强盗。
Oh, Jesus loves us to be criminals.
完全不是的。
Not that.
耶稣在这个败坏的人中间，发现他有一种信仰，有一种盼望，是普通乖乖的人没有办法看到的。
Jesus recognized the heart that this person has absent from people who are
right. 现在我在宣布一件事情。
I want to declare something.
你们从来不问的。
That you have never asked.
但是你们心里已经在问了。
But in your heart you have asked.
为什么讲读主导文讲到最后一句不讲？
Why did I not finish the Lord's Prayer, the last sentence? Can you remember?
主导文我讲到最后一句什么呢
？The last sentence.
就我们脱离一切穷厄。
That we are delivered from.
以后呢
？And then.
最后一句我就不讲了。
The last sentence I did not.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
Because the kingdom, power, and glory.
我故意不讲。
I purposely.
你以为我老人家忘记了
？You think I forget?
我头脑很清楚的。
I have a sharp mind.
为什么我故意不讲
？Why did I not?
我要留到今天讲。
I want to leave it to today.
所以今天下面的一段的时间。
And the next section.
就是基督的复活。
About the resurrection of
Christ. 是要结束这罪恶的国度、权柄跟荣耀。
Is to solve and end all the decadent world.
基督的复活
the resurrection of Christ,
是把我们带进另外一个国度、权柄跟荣耀的里面
is to bring us into another kingdom, power and glory.
如果这世界的国度是永恒的
if the kingdom of the world is eternal,
那么表示这世界的国度所做的事、所做的错事也是永远的
it means that the mistake made is eternal.
人类历史中间所做的最大的错事就是把上帝的儿子钉在十字架上
biggest mistake of them all is to crucify the Son of God
虽然如此却成全了上帝超过人智慧所预定所计划的救赎的恩典
but still it fulfilled the plan of God beyond our wisdom
然后这世界的国度不因为这世界的败坏这世界的邪恶而变成永远没有盼望
And so that we will have hope, not because of the decadent world.
上帝新的国度透过基督来。
For the new kingdom will come through Christ.
所以这个强盗代表真正相信耶稣的第一个人。
The robber represents the first person who truly believes.
这样的败坏。
He is so decadent.
不应该得救的。
He should not be saved.
他是犯法的。
He was a criminal.
他犯的法本身是犯上帝的法的。
But the laws that he broke in itself is against God.
今天用法律判断别人审判别人的政府
The government that judge others using laws.
他们常常是自己违背法律做了违背上帝旨意的事情
Very often they themselves are against the will of God.
今天林旺杰博士对我讲一件事情
Dr. Yaya Ling said to me today.
他说苏联 这个俄国的普京
Putin of Russia，
你知道他是不是世界最有钱的人呢？
Do you know he is one of the richest in the world？
我说怎么可能呢？
I said not possible。
他告诉我 CNN 宣布了一件事情。
CNN declared something。
俄国有个很厉害的人。
That there is a very powerful man in Russia。
普京的面前。
Who came to Putin？
宣布了他所查到的全俄国所有最贪污的、最败坏的人。的名单告诉
And gave him a list of the most corrupt people in Russia.
普京知道了以后呢
After Putin knows this,
应当做的是什么呢
What he should have done
抓他们
is to arrest these people,
审判他们
judge them,
关进监牢
jail them,
把整个俄国带到更好的地步里面
to make Russia a better place.
但事实证明普京不是这么做
But the fact is that he did not do this.
他做什么呢
What did he do?
他把这些人叫来
He summoned all these corrupt people.
我已经有了证据
And said I have the evidence.
你们的钱是贪污来的
That you are corrupt.
你们的富有是不应该是你的
you should not have your wealth.
所以他们吓得半死
And they are all afraid.
但是现在我告诉你
Putin said, now I tell you,
我要原谅你
I will forgive you.
我要放过你
And let you go.
你们要把你们的财富给我一部分
But make sure I have a part in what you have.
所以结果这些人一面怕一边感到还有盼望不必死
Now they have hope and escape.
所以他们分了他们贪污的钱一部分给普京
So they will share their corrupt wealth.
几百个都分给普京
Hundreds of them.
普京的财产就比他们更多更大了
And so Putin has a lot more money than them.
我问这是真的吗
I ask is this true?
林旺杰不说这是 CNN 宣布出来的
Dr. Ling said this is from CNN.
当然不能随便的
Of course, it
will be 所以我告诉你这世界的国度是败坏的
So the world is corrupt.
世界的政治是黑暗的。
Politically dark.
世界的宗教是黑暗的。
Religiously dark.
世界的法律是黑暗的。
Legally dark.
世界的民众是黑暗的。
The people are dark.
世界的宗教是黑暗的。
Religiously dark.
这些诸多黑暗的势力的中间。
Among all this darkness.
人把耶稣钉死了。
We crucify Christ.
如果耶稣死了。
And Christ died.
这样结束。
If you think that's end.
黑暗永远统治人类。
It means that darkness will rule over us forevermore.
人类永远没有盼望。
We never will have hope.
但感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
上帝借着基督从死里复活。
Through Christ, God raised him.
这就真正的答案的。
To give us a true answer.
这世界不是灭亡的。
That the world will not be destroyed.
世界是有复活的盼望。
There is a resurrection.
神借着基督一个人的复活。
Through the one resurrection.
把新的国度赏赐给我们。
The new kingdom is given to us.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
我不知道要怎么样把今天的道理讲得更清楚。
I don't know how to explain this even clearer.
但我试试看，在我有生之年。
But in my lifetime.
把上帝的道传讲到最可能的地步。
I try my best to explain as best as I can.
基督的复活不是一个神话。
That the resurrection is not just a myth.
基督复活也不是一个我们的想象，我们新的一个自己自相一厢情愿的理想。
Or some invention or imagination that we have.
基督复活是保证这世界是有前途的。
The resurrection of Christ guarantee that we have a hope.
这些前途不在习近平的手里面。
And the hope is not in the hands of Xi Jinping.
不在普京的里面。
Or in the hands of Putin.
不在奥巴马的里面。
Or Obama's hand.
不在 Jokowi 的里面。
Jokowi's hand.
也不在李光耀的里面。
Not even in Lee Kuan Yew's
hand. 真正的国度来临的时候。
When the new kingdom comes.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
世界的国度都成为我主以及他的受膏者。基督的国度了。
All the kingdoms of the world will belong to my Lord and His anointed one, the Christ.
这是启示录最后一本书应许的话语。
The promise from Revelation, the last book.
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and His Christ.
全世界的国度将属于我的主和他的基督。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以在主祷文结束的时候。
And so when the Lord's prayer.
最后一句话，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，知道什么？直到永远。
The last statement for the power, the kingdom, the power and the glory is yours forever.
今天我们从基督的复活和永恒的国度建立起来，我们看到了新的盼望。
And we link the resurrection of Christ to eternal kingdom, giving us new hope.
基督的死是一个必须、绝对必须的一个死。
And His death is an absolute necessity.
这是神的旨意。
For it is the will of God.
基督按照上帝的旨意为我们舍命的。
And by the will of God, He gave us His life to us.
奉主的名宣布另外一件事。
In the name of the Lord, I declare another thing.
基督的复活更是另外一个绝对必须的复活。
And His resurrection is another absolute necessity.
这里告诉我们，使他死的这些败坏的国度都要消灭。
It tells us that the kingdom that caused him to die will all be destroyed.
基督的复活就保证了新的国度、正义的国度、 永远的国度，权柄荣耀是上帝的那个国度，一定要来到这个世界。
And that His resurrection give us the promise that this kingdom that is just, that is right, the kingdom of God will come.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我今天就在复活节的时候，把国度与国度的比较，把死与复活的比喻讲清楚给你们听。
And I clearly have shared with you the difference between death and resurrection and between kingdom and kingdom.
到有一天我们在基督的国度里面。
And one day we will all be in Christ's kingdom.
永远的公义。
Eternal righteousness of God.
永远的慈爱。
Eternal mercy.
永远的权柄。
Eternal power.
永远的能力。
Eternal ability.
与主同死与主同复活的人。
Those who died with Christ and are resurrected with Christ.
基督在他的国度里面一同作王。
And we will rule with Christ in His kingdom.
直到永永远远。
Forevermore.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你的恩，你的爱，你吸引我们，你造就我们，你光照我们，你纠正我们的观念，你把我们带进你丰富的真理、奥秘的深处，使我们看见你的智慧超过人的智慧，你的能力超过人的能力。你曾经暂时软弱，你的软弱比世人刚强；你曾经暂时愚昧，你的愚昧比世人智慧；你曾经暂时受不公义的制裁，你却要把人带到真正公义的国度里面，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的。求主听我们的祷告，与我们同在，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名，求你